Welcome to the Juice, everyone. I have a guest today. It's been a year since I've had him on, Nathan Roska. Nathan, how you been? How's it going?
Everything's going great. This has nothing to do with anything, but I got a Subway footlong
There you
cookie.
go. Oh,
So we're balling today.
I haven't even had those yet. I do love Subway's cookies though, so
It dropped today in four locations in the U.S., and I was lucky to grab one. It was one
four
of the last.
locations, and you were one of them.
Yes, in
That's
Chicago.
good for you, man. I'm happy you're able to do that. So I gotta say, Nathan, this past weekend was one of the more enjoyable sports weekends I've ever been a part of. If you saw on Saturday, the Wisconsin Badger basketball team beat Marquette, the third ranked team in the country. I'm a fan. I'm a Badger fan. Loved seeing that. And then we had a pretty solid group of championship games. I thought the Washington Oregon game was very entertaining. The Bama Georgia game was very good. But obviously not everyone's going to be happy with this. The committee put in Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Bama. They left out Florida State, undefeated conference champ Florida State. I just need to, I'll give you my thoughts, but I just want to hear your initial reactions to that ranking.
Well, first things first, I already told you this, and I'm going to say it again. There's no way that in like the committee's decision, you're ever going to make everyone happy. But especially this year,
Absolutely.
whenever you have such a tight race, and like if you're a Florida State fan, you're obviously very devastated, especially if you're part of the team. You worked hard all season long, and I mean, what more could you have asked for them? They did not lose a single game this year, and at the same time, the committee made the right decision. At the
Yes.
end of the day, when it comes down to it, the committee made the right decision. You want the best teams, not the teams, I mean, I can talk about this all day, but at the end of the day, I think that they made the right decision.
I mean, I firmly agree with what you're saying, and I'm gonna kind of bring up some things that I feel like not enough people are talking about in terms of the precedent that the committee used. And I also have some past rankings that the committee's had that I think kind of give this selection some validity. So if first off, I think Florida State's probably thinking right now that we had no shot to get in, no matter what, like the outcome was. Like even if we won, they weren't gonna put us in because they know that like we're not a top four team without Jordan Travis. But if you remember in 2014, the Ohio State Buckeyes, so they had Braxton Miller starting for them, in the beginning of the season. He got hurt, and then JT Barrett came along. He played well. He got hurt, and then it was Cardale Jones for the Big Ten championship against Wisconsin. And the committee, I think, going into that game was like, it doesn't matter. Ohio State's not getting in with Cardale Jones as the, their third string quarterback. There's no way we can put those guys in. And then Ohio State went out and just waxed Wisconsin 59-0, and the committee put Ohio State in at that four slot, taking them over a one-loss TCU team that was a conference champ. And people were a little mad about that, but then I made me wonder, like, Florida State, they had an opportunity to get into the playoff if they just beat the brakes off Louisville, because then that proves to the committee, okay, with a third string, even with a third string quarterback, this team can still be competitive. I mean, they just beat the brakes off a ninth ranked Louisville team, but they didn't. They won 16-6. That Louisville team the week before lost to Kentucky, who was a middling SEC team. Like, I think that game just further proved the committee, like, we can't put this team in. They will be a 20 plus point underdog in their first playoff game, no matter what. Like, I respected that decision. And then on the other side, when people are saying, like, okay, now beauty contest, the games don't matter. Well, first off, like I just said, the games do matter, because if Louisville proved in that ACC championship game that they were a viable team, then yes, they would have gotten in. But honestly, when I think about it, it's always kind of been a beauty contest when you really think about it. Like, in every single year, like, we know that the best four teams, at least two of those teams, are SEC teams, and it would come up to and would make a better playoff. But the committee in the past has always kind of done the more deserving resume, and this year they didn't. And because, in past years, we are like that four seed, like I was talking about last night. usually one of those games, at least one, maybe two of them are all blowouts. But this year we're not going to get that. I don't think I can see one team getting blown out in this playoff. Like, I think all teams have a legitimate shot to win the title. And that's what you're supposed to do with this ranking. You're supposed to put the four best teams in there. That's what the committee continues to preach. We want to get the four best teams in there, and that's what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna go a step further and say something like a little more controversial. I think even if Jordan Travis didn't get that devastating injury, I still believe Florida State.
That's a fair point. That is 100% a fair point.
Still believe Florida State should not be in the college football playoff. But I don't know if you want to transition to talking about the playoff itself and like the four teams and matchups and whatnot. But just the thought of Florida State or Georgia getting in over Bama is just laughable. Especially what Bama has done the past 5 weeks, the past 11 weeks, ever since they lost to Texas. That team is different.
Because
Different.
yeah, because it all another thing you got to remember about this Florida State team, even when they did have Jordan Travis, they weren't that impressive. I mean, they got outgained by 100 yards to Boston College. They almost lost to Boston College. I get they have the LSU win, but LSU doesn't seem to be throughout the season we found out that they weren't really a viable team with that defense, and they play in the ACC. The ACC was probably the worst it's been in a very long time, and it's been very bad in past years. Like that by Clemson. Now Florida State, like undefeated ACC conference champ. I mean, there's five Power Five conferences, four teams get in, one team's gonna get left out. And I understand the resume is there, undefeated conference champ. I mean, Florida State essentially proved to everyone. I saw this on a selection show, like on ESPN. Like they were talking about Florida State kind of proved that they're now Iowa. Great defense, but they can't really score without Jordan Travis. And you can't put that team in the playoff. You just can't. Like entertainment has to go into it at some point. Entertainment has to take a lot because it is a production when you really think about it. I mean, it's two football teams going out there and playing. Like, you want to get the best product out on the field, and they did that. So yeah, I guess we can, like you said, we can transition to, the games. Like just some quick predictions, I guess, a little analysis here. So again, like I said, I don't think either of these games are going to be a blowout. I think all four teams are really good in their own ways. Washington has a prolific offense and a great downfield passing attack. Texas maybe has the best run defense in the country, and they got Quinny or Xavier Worthy, Jatavion Sanders. I mean, great players. And then Bama's Bama just beat the number one team in the country. And then Michigan has been the most consistent team in the country. So I guess I'll ask you first, like, what are your predictions for the two games, sorry.
So first of all, I'm gonna go ahead and take like I'm gonna be honest, I never did like JJ McCarthy. I actually played against him in high school.
Oh, really? All right.
Illinois and stuff like that. So whenever he was well, I mean like we're in the same class and stuff, but anyways, he like there's something that really flashes me about him. He's been super inconsistent in the month of November and stuff like that. But and going back to now, I just don't think that he'll perform against Alabama. So give me Bama over Michigan. And then give me Washington over Texas. So give me Bama versus Washington in the national championship and then Bama to win it all.
All right. Fair enough. And that's, I can totally see why that would be your picks, but I'm actually going to go the opposite direction of you. So for starter, I'm going to start with the Bama Michigan game. This to me was probably the hardest one I had to pick. I mean, I could see Bama winning because I think that, they're probably top to bottom a little bit more talented than than Michigan, but their passing attack, I don't think can really. I mean, Ohio State, prolific receivers, and I don't think Kyle McCord is that much worse than Jalen Milroe. And Michigan did a pretty good job against Ohio State in limiting Marvin Harrison Jr. as much as they could. Emeka Ogbuka really didn't do much that game. And I just think that Michigan defense has just been so stout the entire season. And I'm kind of with you on JJ McCarthy. I don't really know how good he is as an NFL prospect, but I think he's a pretty damn good college quarterback. And obviously, you got Blake Corum in the backfield with Donovan Edwards. I think that Michigan edges Bama, And then on the other side, I think I've liked Texas all year. They're one of my favorite teams in the country. That Bama win, even though it was early in the season, that's the best win in the country in my eyes after seeing what Bama did to Georgia. And it's very hard to win college football games on the road against a top 10 team. And I'm not taking anything away from Texas from after that win. But I love Quinn Ewers, and I think that Texas has so much talent across the board at wide receiver, good run game. And again, they held Ollie Gordon, the leading rusher in the FBS for Oklahoma State, to 34 yards. And that was very impressive. It's a great run defense. Now, obviously, Washington's strength is their receivers and their passing attack. But, if that's all they're going to be able to do the whole game, I can see Texas winning this game on their own terms. And I like Texas. And then if Texas plays Michigan in the final, I feel like this is just Michigan's year. I think they're just playing with their head on fire. They're just so angry with the NCAA for how they, or, and actually more the Big Ten, but like they're angered by how Jim Harbaugh has been treated. And I think that they're the most motivated team coming into this playoff, and just the consistency throughout the year. They win games again, like I said, on their own terms. And I just don't know if I don't just know. Don't know if Texas is ready for that, because they haven't really seen a team like Michigan in the Big 12. So I like Michigan to win it all. I just think it's their year.
I just want to see Texas versus Alabama national championship game.
That would be that I would be fine with that. I love that.
I would love that. I would
I
love
mean I can just tell that Bama would be ready to play. They want revenge for
that.
sure.
Best possible matchup for
Yeah,
sure.
I think that's the best possible matchup. I agree. Well, last night the Packers had Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift coming into Lambeau, and they pretty much, I mean, it was an impressive win. It really was an impressive win. Patrick Mahomes got him, were able to sack him in the red zone for a couple clutch sacks that led to field goals, which ended up being a huge component of the game. And Jordan Love, man, he looks good. He looks good. And I just want to hear what your thoughts are on how the Packers are looking, because me and you, both Packer fans, I'd like to hear your analysis on this.
So I might get a little emotional talking about this because last night I was around a bunch of Bears fans watching this game, and oh my God, I cannot tell you like there's just like something about watching like the Packers nowadays, and no matter how much we're winning by it, it feels like we still can't never pull away. And I was watching this game kind of on the edge of my seat the whole time, kind of like with the Lions game last week. But what I realize is this team is learning. 3 weeks ago, we were 3-6. People were slandering Matt LaFleur. Now it looks like we're figuring it out. And Colin Cowherd said this, and I love this take that he said. He said last year, Aaron Rodgers felt like a hippie. You know, he's just like overthrowing his young guys, not connecting with his young guys. Like, eh, oh, it's a whatever.
Yep,
Now
I saw the segment, yeah.
Jordan Love with his guys, and you know, they're all the same age. It's like the Oklahoma City Thunder, but like NFL version. It's like the perfect NBA NFL comparison. You got the youngest roster in the NFL. They got time to connect with each other. If a mistake happens, oh, it's okay. You know, the chemistry is going to be there.
Well, they're
And
learning
this,
together. They're learning together. Yeah.
learning together at the end of the day. And I love everything about this team. This win kind of just like did it for me. And I told you about this moment too about Jordan Love. We're going to talk more about Jordan Love, obviously, but on fourth down and one, in the biggest stage, I mean, he was on his own 48-yard line, and he like that throw was honestly one of the most beautiful throws I've ever seen
Yeah, it was a
in the past
rainbow
5 years.
just right in the bucket.
Just right to Romeo Doubs. But honestly, amazing win. I'm taking Simone Biles and her boyfriend over
Over
Taylor Swift
Swift and Kelce.
any day.
Yeah, I mean, that was without a doubt one of the most excited I've ever been about a Packers win since their last playoff win, which oddly enough was back in 2021, but against the Rams. But
Like forever ago,
yeah,
man.
feels like forever ago. But we're gonna talk about Jordan Love in a sec. We're gonna play a game. We're gonna get every starting quarterback in the NFL, say which, if we'd rather have Love or that guy. But I'm just gonna try to talk about anything except Jordan Love. I love what you said about what Cowherd said. It's when Rodgers gets increasingly frustrated when he doesn't have, guys that understand him. Like, he wasn't happy when they got rid of Jordy Nelson. He wasn't happy when they got rid of Cobb the first time. I'm sure
Adams.
he wasn't happy about the Adams move. But like he's a guy, he learned with, guys like Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, Randall Cobb. He was still like he and he was a young guy, understood them. But now with but then last year, you got young guys like Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. They're not gonna understand every single thing. And I've always had this against Rodgers. I'm not sure why he didn't go to OTAs when he has a full rookie wide receiving core, that you need to start building a rapport with those guys. But now you got Jordan Love, young guy, first year starting. He's learning with Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Malik Heath, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, and then the two tight ends in Kraft and Musgrave. Like they're all learning together, which means that once they all start clicking, and they are starting to click right now, that's when this team is really going to start to explode because they feel like they have such a rapport together as a unit.
We're
And
dangerous. We're dangerous, man. I'm
yeah,
telling you.
it's a dangerous team. And also, you brought up LaFleur. Nathan, I've probably doubted Matt LaFleur. I've called for his job, I think, 5 different times. I mean, the guy, like, and he, and honestly, every single time I say that, he consistently proves me wrong because when you're dialing up a game plan like what we saw last night, the Chiefs are one of the best defenses in the NFL. And Jordan Love, like, didn't we punt once? I mean, I know we didn't have many drives because our drives were so long, but like every single drive was just so methodical, so well executed. AJ Dillon was running it great, and Love was just throwing to wide open guys all over the place. He made some tight window
One
throws.
incompletion in the first
Yeah.
half.
Yeah. First half, one incompletion. I mean, LaFleur, when he is on and players are executing, he might be the second best play caller in the NFL besides Kyle Shanahan. I mean, Shanahan delivered a masterclass yesterday. I'm not denying it. I'm not taking anything away from him, but LaFleur is right there with him. I mean, the Shanahan tree had a great day yesterday. McVay had a great day against the Browns defense. Shanahan himself, Mike McDaniel, obviously it was against the Commanders secondary, but like LaFleur, I think, is one of the best. I mean, he knows how to call an offense. Now, sometimes I think he doesn't really exactly know how to run a team in terms of his staff. Like I thought Joe Barry
Exactly.
should have been
That's
fired a long time ago, but Joe Barry, I mean, Christ, he's proven me wrong too. Yesterday, it was a little overrated. I know they held him to 19 points, but it really did felt like the Chiefs were driving and then they would screw it up themselves when they got down there. But like they were
Let's put
gashing
themselves
us.
over.
Yeah, Pacheco was killing us, and the run defense. I can't wait to have problems with that in the playoffs. But I mean, the team looks good. I didn't expect us to win, and we had two straight wins where people had us as a major underdog.
Yeah.
And I think Jordan Love is starting to show people like when people said like I have like coming into the draft, like I have Mahomes qualities, I have Rodgers qualities. He's proven to people like he has a lot of talent. Like he's a very, very talented guy. Nobody can take that away from him. Now, granted, we want like he obviously is prone to make some mistakes. He hasn't in a while, but like he's sometimes trusts his talent a little too much, but he's still learning. And but you can see he has gifts and he's very confident. I mean, he throws those throws he was making yesterday, like no hesitation whatsoever. Sees Romeo Doubs going into a group of three guys, but he says that window is just wide enough. I can make this throw.
Confident.
And
He's confident.
somebody's coming right in his going, not going to do a pause, but someone's coming at him
Wait,
right. Yeah.
whoa,
Somebody's coming at him right in his face on 4th and 1. Drops back off his back foot, flicks one into the air into the bucket for Romeo Doubs, and then the next play throws a strike to Christian Watson. I mean,
like a 30, but with like a 15% probability.
it's fun to watch. He is a good quarterback. I'm firmly on his side now. It was a little tough. The Raiders loss was bad. The Vikings loss was bad, but I'm a Jordan Love guy now. He's our guy. He's the franchise.
And also, what's special is that, like after a win like this, and there's obviously going to be good and bad. You know, I mean, that's life, and that's football.
Yeah.
Like, not only do we have a young core, and I know you said that you kind of feel like about Matt LaFleur. I think if we trust our young guys and if they really love Matt LaFleur, he could be our longtime coach, like a Bill Belichick type of guy, like for a
Yeah,
very
maybe.
long time.
It's possible. I mean, he's got a hell of a resume. Can't I mean, never lost in December.
Exactly.
I mean, I know we've choked a lot, but he has made two conference championships in not a lot of time. His first year was 2019, but it's a great squad. They're very dangerous. I wouldn't want to play them if I was anyone in the NFC. I mean, they're hot right now, and they should. Judging from what I'm seeing from the remaining schedule, it's very possible they go undefeated to end the season, and they could potentially have the sixth seed if they beat the Vikings. So
Yeah.
it's looking up for the green and gold right now.
Maybe even the fourth seed if the Lions choke.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I like, well, actually, maybe, no way. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, so let's play the game. We'll get into it. You give me the quarterbacks, and I will tell you, Jordan Love or that guy. And we'll see how me and you differ in this subject.
All right, here we go.
All right.
So, would you rather take Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts?
I'll take Jalen Hurts right now, but Jalen Hurts is starting to, I don't know. It's starting to feel like more the Eagles system than him. He has played great in the late in late spots, but I'll take Jalen Hurts right now. It's too early for Love, but I'll take Hurts.
If we're talking fresh teams, me personally, I'm going to take Jordan Love. Call me
And
delusional.
that's fair. And that's fair. I didn't know if I wanted to go there, but it's Jalen Hurts is in a great situation. I mean, it is a pristine situation. And he doesn't look as good as he did last year, so I don't
Yeah.
know. It's a tough call. You keep going there.
All right. Jordan Love or Dak Prescott?
Dak. I think Dak looks great this year. And what I like about Dak is that he's kind of showing that this Cowboys offense like is looking very prolific, especially at home, but you can tell that like the biggest reason the Cowboys offense is playing well is because Dak's playing better, and that's good to see. So I take Dak.
Got to see that work in the playoffs, though.
Oh
But
yeah. No, that the 100%, 100%.
I'm taking Dak as well. Jordan Love or Daniel Jones last year.
Well, I'll still take Love. Love's more supremely talented than Daniel Jones.
Okay, I
Yeah.
agree. Jordan Love or we'll go Sam Howell.
I'll take Love. And I actually respect the hell out of what Sam Howell's doing. I mean, he has no O-line, not a lot of weapons outside of Terry McLaurin.
I
But
agree.
I'll take Love. So Howell's just too turnover prone for me.
Jordan Love or Brock Purdy?
This was the tough one. This was the really tough one. It's gonna come down to this. I'll take Love because basically what I'm wondering is if you put Purdy in the Packers situation right now, are the Packers worse or better? I think they're worse. So that's really what it comes down to for me. And I love Brock Purdy. I think he's a top 10 quarterback and not as bad as a lot of people make him out to be, but I take Love.
And I think if Love goes on the 49ers, the 49ers
Yeah, they'd have a better passing attack. I think they would.
Jordan Love or Matthew Stafford today?
I love Stafford. I love Stafford, but I gotta take Love. Stafford's just the injuries I think are gonna start bottling up, and he's older. I'll take Love.
I'm going to take Love as well. Geno Smith.
Love. Geno's a fraud.
Kyler Murray. This is why I go Kyler Murray, me personally. I'm taking Kyler Murray. But
I think I would take Kyler as well. I think a lot of people are forgetting about Kyler Murray sometimes. Like Kyler Murray's a very
he's been gone recently.
Kyler Murray's a great quarterback, and he's looked good in his games back. I don't think the Cardinals would take a quarterback in next year's draft. I think they're gonna go with, I mean, Kyler's their long-term guy. They signed him to that deal, but as a quarterback and just me evaluating them, I'd take Kyler.
Okay. Let's go Jordan Love or Jared Goff.
Jordan Love. Jordan Love. Goff really, he, first off, I still allege that he's a dome quarterback. I mean, I feel like the evidence is there, but a lot better in domes than he is in the elements. But I think Jordan Love's a better quarterback than Jared Goff.
Honestly, I don't even want to think about that question because they're so even right now to me that it's kind of making my brain hurt. So I'm going to just skip it.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. I was tough one for me too. Goff's had a nice year.
Jordan Love or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, you're giving me some tough ones. I mean, Kirk was if Kirk stays healthy this year, he might be the MVP.
Oh,
Dude, it dude,
what
it's
a
the
take.
numbers don't lie. The numbers do not
What
do not lie.
a take.
Yeah,
Okay, but just the fact that he's Kirk Cousins, though, he just
well,
won't
yeah,
be.
no doubt. I don't want to give a guy like Kirk Cousins the MVP, but if he had stayed healthy, the way he was playing and the way the Vikings were turning it around,
Yeah.
I mean, it he might have been the guy. I don't know, but
I'm
oh,
taking Kirk here. Taking Kirk here, though.
I for one season I'm taking Kirk. Obviously, long term I'm taking Love, but for one season, probably give me Kirk.
Justin Fields.
Love. I don't want to hear another word about Justin Fields. I mean, even though he's playing better than, he did in the beginning of the season. But all I'm hoping for is that they don't take a quarterback with that Panthers pick. I want them to keep Fields. Trust me, I want it as a Packer fan.
I think they won't go quarterback. I think they're going to keep Fields as well.
Yeah, I think they might as well.
Desmond Ridder.
Oh, Love. Not even close.
Baker Mayfield.
Love. And I respect Baker a lot.
Derek Carr.
Love.
Bryce Young.
Love.
You notice how fast we just got through the NFC South?
Yeah. NFC South is a joke.
All right. Let's go to the AFC.
Okay.
Tua. I'm
Again,
taking Mark.
dude.
I'm
Again,
taking.
dude. I think if you put Love with those receivers, he's doing just as well as Tua is. I don't really see it with Tua. They're Dolphins. I don't really see it with the Dolphins, period. Like, do people not realize that every time they have played an above 500 teams, they have gotten killed? They're so fraudulent. It makes my eyes hurt. But then when they play a sub 500 team, they'll beat them by 30. I mean,
Seven.
they look great. But Tua, I mean, I just don't really see like the I don't really see this the gifts. I don't really see the gifts. He's very accurate, but he can probably throw it max 50 yards. And I know that's a meme, but it's probably true. I've seen the games. I mean, he cannot really push the ball downfield that much.
I got four words for you. Product of the system.
And that's 100% fair. I mean, that is he's in one hell of a system. McDaniel's a great coach.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's getting a lot, getting very much overhated this year.
Mac Jones.
Love. I know Cody would probably agree, disagree with that, but Love, it's not close.
Right, I got a $1 million question for you now.
Oof, hit me.
Aaron Rodgers.
Well, the Packers chose Love, so I can't really argue with Brian Gutekunst, but I think Aaron Rodgers has one more great year left in him. So again, it's kind of like the Cousins thing. One season, give me Love, but obviously, no, one season, give me Rodgers, but obviously, for the future, you want Love, and
But like you're taking, so like, let me say this. Let's say the Packers need a win tomorrow against the Vikings. You can either take healthy Aaron Rodgers from what you got last year or Jordan Love today.
Oh,
Who
well,
would you?
Jordan Love this year, I think Jordan Love has been better this year than Aaron Rodgers was last year. So if you're asking me if I'm getting Aaron Rodgers from last year, I literally the only reason I'm picking Rodgers for a season is because I genuinely believe he's got one more good season left in him.
Okay.
And a great Aaron Rodgers is better than Love right now. But obviously if I'm starting a franchise, I'm taking Love and it's not close.
And we also have to keep in mind, we're essentially just witnessing rookie Jordan Love.
Yeah. I mean, but what's great about it is like it's his first year starting, but he doesn't have to go through the kinks and bumps of learning a new system. Like he knows the system. It's just, he's gotta.
All right, let's keep going. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously Love.
Justin Herbert.
Herbert, Herbert's amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Love. Russ sucks.
Ooh.
I mean, he does. I mean, he does, dude. Like that little win streak that they went on, Russ wasn't a big part of it. It was really the defense force and turnovers. Yeah.
I mean, that was part of the win streak, but Russ wasn't bad. I mean,
Oh no, he
like,
wasn't. He's not as bad as he was last year, but I'd still take Love.
okay.
Yeah.
That one's close to me, but I would give the edge to
Okay.
Love. Mahomes.
Mahomes. Even though he won the yesterday. Mahomes,
Lamar Jackson.
Mahomes, Mahomes. Lamar.
Okay. Kenny Pickett.
Love.
Deshaun Watson.
Love.
I agree. Joe Burrow.
Deshaun's fall from grace was just unreal. Joe Burrow, I take Joe, obviously.
Okay. CJ Stroud.
I feel like I have no choice but to take Stroud just because like Stroud looks better than Love did than Love has this year, and he's got a defensive head coach. I would argue not as many weapons, and it's his first year, and he looks amazing. So, gotta take Stroud.
Stroud is literally the truth.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew.
Love. And
That's
if
fine.
you're asking me Anthony Richardson too, I would probably take Love.
Okay. Will Levis.
Love. And I like Levis.
Okay.
Definitely outperformed my expectations, but I still take Love.
And the last one here, we have Trevor Lawrence.
Dude, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I think I'm the number one Trevor Lawrence hater. Like, I just don't see. I see good quarterback. I don't see what people said he was coming into the draft, which was bona fide can't miss prospect. I don't see it. I don't see it. Like his numbers this year have been average, and people put him on the pedestal because his name is Trevor Lawrence. Like the Jags are a good team, but again, they kind of have a Dolphins feel. Like when they play good teams, they tend not to play well. So I don't know, man. It's a hot take, but I'm taking Love over Trevor Lawrence today. I truly believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually agree with you. I actually agree with you. I'm going to take Love over Trevor Lawrence as well. I really
Yeah.
am.
So the guys that I didn't take, I don't know if like maybe you're keeping track, but like I have Love slotted around like in that 8 to 12 range, which I think is fair. And I'm gonna be, that's not saying that Love is like having a fantastic season. I genuinely just believe there's not as many good quarterbacks in the league nowadays. Like the quarterback play is just the great ones are playing not as good, and you know, there's just a lot of mid. That's what I think about quarterbacks in the NFL nowadays. So yeah, I think Love's right there, dude. He's playing
There's
great
also
football.
like there's also a lot of mid in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
It
Oh yeah,
like
100%.
of mid in the NFL.
I think if you look at teams, like the only team that I can firmly say like is a great team is the Niners. Like and I guess the Eagles. I'll say the Eagles are a great team too, but the Cowboys tend to not play good at home and tend to not play good when they got good competition in front of them. They tend to beat the hell out of bad teams, kind of like the Dolphins. And then the AFC, like I have no idea who's coming out of that conference. I really don't. Well, this was good, Nathan. This was really good.
Thank you, bro, for having me on.
Absolutely no problem. I love having you on. You know, fellow Packer fan, it's great to see. Hopefully I'll have you on sometime when, you know, the Packers are heading into the playoffs and we can make some playoff predictions and maybe some award predictions too.
I got one question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's say the Packers are in the wild card round. Who is one team that you would love to see them go
Oh,
up against
the
or ideally
Lions.
the line?
The Lions, it's not close. I mean, I don't see
In
I
Ford
don't
Field.
see yeah. In Ford Field, well, if you look at the options, they're not gonna catch up to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So they're not gonna play the NFC South winner. It's either the Lions or the Eagles slash 49ers. And I think the 49ers would beat the brakes off us, and I think the Eagles would maybe be the same, even though I see a slight chance we could beat them. But the Lions, we've proved it. We proved we can beat that team in Ford Field. So obviously the Lions. And I do have one question for you. Who's your MVP right now?
Today,
Today, right here.
give me Tyreek Hill.
I go Dak one, and I actually just because, dude, like it's a quarter. Like Tyreek Hill is. If you give it to Tyreek Hill, he's my number two. I'd give it to him as well, but. But I think I'd rather have Dak just because, like, it is a quarterback award. And if I had to choose between all the quarterbacks, I don't think Jalen Hurts deserves it. Certainly,
At the end of the day, if you are the committee and you decide the award, it goes to Tyreek Hill. Like if he's not on that team, I say the Dolphins, instead of 9 wins, they have six. If they're lucky, they have
I,
six wins.
I if Tyreek Hill clears 2,000, I would give him MVP
Oh, yeah.
if he clears that. But I also think I have a slight dark horse for MVP, and I brought this up, how this guy's getting overhated. If Josh Allen, I'm looking at the Bills' schedule, I think the Bills can rattle off some wins. They got the Chiefs coming up. I think they could easily beat them just because Mahomes has had trouble with the Bills in the regular season, and this is with this current Chiefs team, who's not very good, offensively, I should say. And if Josh Allen goes on a run here, his statistics are actually pretty solid. He's got a lot of turnovers, but he leads the league in touchdowns. If he goes on a run, I think they could give it to Josh Allen just because also, like, Vegas has wanted a Josh Allen MVP for a long time. He's been the odds-on favorite, like a top three favorite for past 4 years now, preseason. So I don't know. I'd watch out for Josh Allen, but right now I'd say Dak, Tyreek, I would give it to as well. CMC, I think, is a good option. And then I'd feel dirty giving it to Purdy, but statistically, the guy's been the best quarterback in the league, so can't really argue with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Pretty.
Nathan, it was awesome. I'll see you around.
Hey, later this year, bro. We gotta
Yep.
make it
Oh, we will. All right. Go Pack, go, boys.
happen. All right, later, man.
Later.